CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. Investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Health officials are advising residents to keep an eye out for animals like bats searching for new homes as temperatures begin to drop. As the colder weather sets in and animals like bats search for more protection, their risk of making accidental contact with humans and their pets increases. With an increase in accidental contact, the risk of people and pets contracting rabies from one of those animals also increases. If you do come into contact with a bat, you should try to capture it and submit it to your local health department to test for rabies. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced a new round of commercial driver training grant funding. According to a press release, the program aims to support the state's driving workforce with sustainable wages, recruitment, and helping drivers obtain a commercial driver's license. Trainers who are listed on the Federal Training Provider Registry operate in Wisconsin and provide training that meets entry-level requirements could receive a portion of the funding. Applications will be accepted until October 28th. City of Shell Lake officials recently gathered for a groundbreaking ceremony on a renovation project at the Shell Lake Arts Center. The expansion project is meant to allow the Arts Center to provide year-round performances and create gathering areas designed to host more students and community events. A capital fundraising campaign for the project began around 3 years ago, and the project received state grant funding in 2024. City officials say construction work is currently scheduled to wrap up in May of 2026. Ashland area residents are being invited to participate in the local Walk to End Alzheimer's event this weekend. The walk will take place on Saturday at Central Rail Yard Park in Ashland. The goal is to raise awareness about how the incurable disease affects both the individuals and the families who care for them. Donations are not required to attend the event, but the funding raised will go towards Alzheimer's care and research. According to the Alzheimer's Association, there are over 110,000 Wisconsin residents with Alzheimer's. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, were their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good, but like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with sports on Mike Clemens.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
More clouds than sunshine today and cooler, highs scraping the low 70s. The wind's starting to get a bit feisty out of the east and a chance of showers and thunderstorms, leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs back at 70, and more rain rolling in at night and ramping up into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular Week in Review panelists with any updates on who else the president has had canceled in the media. I mean, assuming it doesn't include us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Tom Hartman Program. I'm really excited to have on the line my friend, the amazing songwriter, singer-songwriter, just all-around artiste, Brock Butler. Brock, how you doing?
I'm great, Alex. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Forgot how hard 3 hours of live radio is, but you get back into it. We've had a great discussion so far with our callers, with Ryan Grimm from Drop Site News. There's a lot of bad news, Brock. A lot of people are afraid. And I try to bring a message of I understand that, and the solution is solidarity. And you and I go way back with that shared understanding. But something I also wanted to talk to you about is the importance of joy in the fight against autocracy and the billionaires controlling every aspect of our lives. Something that I believe strongly in is that the most powerful form of anti-fascism that one can take is authentic joy. And so I want to talk to you about a lot of things, but just as a singer-songwriter, how do you see yourself in these times, these tumultuous times?
Well, I think when it comes to my personal songwriting, it's never really had overt political messages in the lyrics. And it's always been my hope that art, music, or things like this that can be a neutral ground help. You know, it happens often enough where I share my opinions on my socials, and if somebody's responding, if the topic is, let's say, censorship from Bondi, for example, they usually lead with, you know, like, hey, man, I want to tell you I love your music, or something I've done has mattered to them along the way. And I feel like that's a helpful bridge to engage in a conversation, because it kind of sets the tone of neutral ground to have the difficult political chats with people. And by writing about broader themes like joy and even the actual music itself, I always hope that it has a meditative kind of comforting or relaxing quality to it.
And a bringing together, right? I mean, that's absolutely what I think is so magical about art and music. is its ability to bring people together. And in a time where I think a handful of people are spending enormous amounts of money ripping us apart, and the power and importance of music and art, that, again, it doesn't, you know, I understand it. Maybe some, there's protest art and protest music, but
sure.
Music that is joyful actually serves an almost deeper, more profound, or works on a more profound level of bringing people together. And I just,
absolutely.
I want you to speak to that.
Well, I think when you make it broadly speaking, so if it's not protest music or protest art, that has a very specific context where, you know, by design, it's going to be to the dismay of some folks, that if you don't have anything like that in mind with your music and just broadly that you want it to bring joy, you want it to make people happy, to make them dance, you know, any of the positives that I get from, you know, listening to all the music I love, it transcends kind of being boxed in by external cultural issues or political issues. And that's something I've always loved about it, that it's really for anybody, for everybody, and to try not to, you know, turn people off just by the premise of it. And that, of course, takes finesse to put that into the music itself. And then, of course, in the age of being a content creator as much as a musician, because if you want to have yourself out there and keep up, it's pretty necessary. And then you have to make the choices of, do you want to discuss politics or anything like that, or just keep it to just the music? And for the most part, I've tried to do that in how I engage with people on social media as well. I try to think, what am I in a position to provide that only I can do, and that everybody would presumably get a smile from it or enjoy it? And that ends up being, excuse me, discussing. I love talking about movies, books that I'm reading, photos of Kingsley, my Chorky, who's adorable, and I have yet to come across
Absolutely.
Anybody that, that didn't brighten their day. And pretty much try to predominantly make it about joyful things. Now, every now and again, I will have to, or I'll feel compelled to discuss certain political matters.
So I want to, like, answer a question that maybe some of the listeners of why I wanted to have you on, Brock. And I think a lot of people talk to me because it's difficult right now. So they want, you know, oh, I want you to say everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to, because things are really bad. There's an enormous amount of horrible going on. And very specifically, your music helps me find my joy, keep my joy. Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band, your solo projects, following along your adventures with Kingsley. These are ways that I find joy that really help me when I am facing what I think is some really difficult things, like fighting against, you know, people losing health care. I know that means that people are going to die. We all face difficulty in our lives. And one of the ways that I believe the billionaire class gets people to withdraw so that they can increase their power is by stealing our joy. And so I wanted to bring you on, and we're going to go to a break. I'm hoping that you can stick with me through the break. I wanted to bring you on to talk about that. But also, I wanted to talk about the difficulties of being an artist in these times. Like, the corporate consolidation of the billionaire class is also aimed at eliminating the ability of independent artists, or making it incredibly difficult for artists to make a living creating art and bringing joy to people.
Well, I'm here, brother, and would love to talk about all these things. Let's do it.
We're going to take more of your calls at 202-808-9925. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Give us a call, 202-808-9925.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop and race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge. Feast on hearty turkey legs and cheer on live combat jousts. There's something for everyone in our magical village. Bring your family, bring your friends, and create memories that will last through the ages. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival, weekends August 16th through September 28th. Don't miss the adventure. Get your tickets at renaissancefest.com.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax, but the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson. Still with us on the line is my good friend Brock Butler, singer-songwriter. His band's Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band. And Brock, I wanted to move sort of in this direction of, you know, just giving people the antidote to fascism as joy and solidarity. Through the difficulties of being a working musician. And I want to sort of bring it home right now in that what, you know, I've never gone to a theater and then watched the CEO of Ticketmaster on stage being rich, being like, yeah, right? It's your labor. It's your art that bring, and people are profiting off of it massively. And so the consolidation in the entertainment world, it's the same villain that we see across everything. Workers, labor, create the value. And the billionaires steal that value. And the way that we fight against that is finding people, artists, truth tellers, and supporting them directly, like the Tom Hartman Program, Drop Site News, your band, whatever people find that they can support, and that we need to create new systems as the billionaires are consolidating and trying to control everything that we consume. So I want to sort of leave the last thought to you. It is, if you had chosen not to be an artist, musician, you know, the world would be a less joyful place. And I it hurts that people would be making that decision right now, but it makes sense. It's very difficult.
Oh, sure. You even see it. There's a number of legacy bands that I would make the case were very successful. And even to look at the optics of it, like other being in a different band and looking like, oh man, they've got a great business model. They're playing bigger and bigger rooms and lights and all this. And some of them are even calling me today. It's just so difficult to be in a business where you're traveling and there's so many costs that are constantly fluctuating. And as far as the joy of why I do it, when I reached out to you a little ways back and asked you how I could contribute, that, you know, I feel like you're out there on the front lines and working so hard, and that I'm, you know, as I sit on my recliner with Kingsley in my lap, I wonder if I'm not meeting the moment. And then when you elaborated on that, the music itself was a way that you liked to unwind at the end of the day, that it was medicinal in that way, that made me feel a lot better about, you know, if I'm not making protest art and I'm not putting my boots on the ground, what are my options to try to be a positive influence and maybe provoke change to better things? And it's really overwhelming, like when you compare the, broadly speaking, the billionaire class, it's kind of the same energy where you see that they're going to cut something, you know, funding for this or funding for that, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, and then in the same breath talk about some gaudy, unnecessary ballroom and the price tag that comes with it. So not only are they saying they can't afford to do this or that, but we can afford to do this. It's a similar energy to when you look at the analytics of your music on Spotify or a streamer like that, and you know what that guy is worth, you know, billions and billions, and then you see the revenue, such as it is, on the amount of streams. It's very, very pronounced, the disparity, and that, you know, he could still be a billionaire and a whole ton of musicians' quality of life could improve drastically, and he would never miss the money to make significant improvements in probably hundreds of thousands of artists' lives if you wanted to. And
that's exactly right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to work around that. You know, the level of success I have as an artist, as far as like my platform, isn't really significant in size or reach, but I don't really think that should even be taken into account if you're considering what you want to stand for and causes that you want to support. So while I don't know if I could make any difference really, but I still think that's every reason to continue to try.
That's exactly, Brock, what I wanted to talk about. It's that it's the same battle. It's the same fight. The billionaires are doing the same thing, exploiting the workers. And in the cultural class, it's the same exact thing. Paying the musicians who produce the music and art pennies so that they can make billions. And what we need to do is understand that we allow that system to exist. And we all can do our part, not all the same. That's the part I wanted to really focus in on. All of us can do our part. Not everyone can do everything. No one can do everything. But as long as we share the vision of the society we want to create, more joy, more artists, more music, that is the choice that we can make. Brock Butler, thank you so much for joining us on the Tom Hartman program. Everybody should go.
Alex, I love you, buddy, and deal me in on all of that stuff. Thank you so much for having me, and it's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Give us a call. We're going to close out the show taking your calls. 202-808-9925. I'm Alex Lawson. You're listening to the Tom Hartman program.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. With hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to properly identify their target before shooting. According to a press release, elk are in their breeding season and are more likely to venture beyond the boundaries of the state's two elk ranges during this time of year. Hunters should remember that adult elk are about a foot and a half larger than deer and have large, sweeping antlers. Hunters can also report elk sightings outside their management zones on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 to 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the DNR's website. The Barron County Board of Supervisors heard a report on the quality of well water in the county at their meeting on Monday. A study of the well water showed about 10% of the over 700 samples taken had high levels of nitrates and manganese, higher than the statewide average of a little over 7%. Areas to the east of Rice Lake, Cameron, and Chetek had the highest levels of nitrates in the well water supply. County officials have recommended residents with nitrates in their water supply try installing a water treatment system. Washburn County residents having issues with controlling buckthorn on their properties are being invited to a free workshop this week. The workshop will be held on Friday at Spooner City Park from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Residents who attend will have the opportunity to learn about some best management practices for buckthorn removal from local professionals. They could also receive a free buckthorn treatment starter kit if they register for the workshop early. Registration can be completed on the Washburn County website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
More clouds than sunshine today and cooler, highs scraping the low 70s. The wind's starting to get a bit feisty out of the east and a chance of showers and thunderstorms, leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs back at 70, and more rain rolling in at night and ramping up into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret Lieutenant Anthony Aguilar. He is a whistleblower. We discuss some of the chaos in Gaza. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's GETNATIVEPATH.com/Hartman. Back, folks, just getting the hang of this, and now it's almost time to go, so I'm going to take as many calls as I can, starting with my good friends in Montana, Andrea and Tiana, calling in from Montana, watching on Free Speech TV. Andrea and Tiana, you're on the line.
Hi, Alex. It's good to see you.
Thanks.
Hi,
to
Alex.
Talk to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Brock. I just wanted to raise awareness about what happened at Whitefish Border Patrol in Whitefish, Montana, a few days ago. Two people, Louisa and Fergie, were taken into ICE's custody. They are now in an ICE detention facility in Texas, and three peaceful protesters were arrested. And since then, two of them have been bailed out. And that's what I intended to raise awareness about today specifically.
Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. And I think it's important for people to understand. That's why it's so important for people to be organized. When people stand up against state violence, which, let's be clear, that's what the ICE terror is. It's state violence directed at people. You know, in Washington, D.C., where I am, you have military on the street. You have ICE and other federal officers basically arresting DoorDash drivers and laborers at Home Depot. You know, this is not going after criminals. This is going after people who are just trying to do a job that are purposely broken immigration system incentivizes people to come to this country. And what we need to do is fix the entire system, not a reign of terror on peaceful working people. But when people stand up against state violence, there are repercussions. And it's why it's important that people are organized, they're plugged into groups, legal aid, legal help, and are understand the implications of what standing against state violence means. It's why everybody can't do everything, but my hats are always off to those who are willing to put their bodies on the line to stand against state violence being perpetrated on our neighbors. So thank you for letting us know about what ICE is doing across this country, and not just, you know, in Washington, D.C., but in every nook and cranny of this country out into Montana and beyond. I'm going to go to Michael, listening on XM in New York. Michael, you are on the line.
Hey, Alex, greetings. I'm going to try to be as calm as I can, especially since I am at work, but I don't face any problems whatsoever. And the thing is that how dare this administration, I can't even call it an administration, it's a corrupt, organized criminal organization, right? They're using Charlie Kirk's death and murder. I mean, we have said it is an injustice and a crime of what happened to the guy, no matter how despicable one might find him, okay, due to his rhetoric. But the ultimate cause of his death and the one ultimately responsible is Donald Trump for creating and pushing this culture of hate and violence. And always with the guns, the guy is on record, the guy meaning Trump, on record saying, I'm not doing anything about gun control, gun safety reform. I'm a big fan and advocate of the Second Amendment. And make him eat the words, which could have led this killer to commit the crime, when Trump said to his followers, if there's something you don't like, you have your Second Amendment remedies. A former President Joe Biden hit the nail on the head when he said words matter. So now you got people that are speaking the truth and exposing the hypocrisy. And that's all Jimmy Kimmel did, was expose the fraud of Donald Trump. And he was asked, how is he dealing with Kirk's death? And then he wants to go into decorative stuff and all that. So the thing is, I would suggest Mr. Kimmel and perhaps Mr. Colbert and anyone else initiate a class action lawsuit, not just against the government, not just the entire GOP party, but name the individuals that created this. Trump, J.D. Vance, Nancy Mace, and any other stinking Republican that has called for people to be fired that speak out and speaking out on the truth. There is nobody,
thanks, Michael.
Democrat that is vouching for or celebrating Kirk's death. We've been consistent. So stop it already.
Thank you, Michael, for that. You know, I think that the person who's responsible for the heinous murder of Charlie Kirk is the gunman. But I also do believe that we have a culture of violence. And we have the ease of getting guns in this country is unique. And guns are definitely part of the problem. We need to have policies that address that. And also to your point on extreme rhetoric, you know, I really urge that people listen to the statements right after the despicable murder of Charlie Kirk. You had elected Democrats who were vociferously decrying the violence and asking for people to turn down the temperature. And before any facts were known, you had the most powerful person on the planet out there ascribing a motive to this individual and then using that to push forward an agenda that he had long laid out, which was the silencing of his potential critics and people he just doesn't like. So I think, again, what we are looking at is a system where billionaires on top of the gun manufacturers profit greatly off of chaos and carnage and use that money to ensure that we don't look to other countries and be like, hey, why doesn't this similarly, a peer country with similar demographics, why don't they have the extreme levels of violence and school shootings and these uniquely American issues? And the answer is because they don't have our uniquely American problem of ease of access to guns. And so we're talking about common sense regulations that are blocked time and time again by Republicans doing the bidding of gun manufacturers washed through the NRA. And I think that it is important that people understand that
So thank you, Michael, for your call. I'm going to go to Phil, listening on KPFK in California. Phil, you're on the line.
Alex,
and we only got a
couple
minutes.
Okay, real quick, as a former architect, here's the big problem. And I'm reaching out to your listeners. You've lost your mom-and-pop mentality in your community. Mom-and-pop retail, mom-and-pop stores, little cafes. Now it's all corporate. And right now on the street with the e-bikes, that's the solution. We need to be riding our bikes. You have to open up more cafes. And I can help. I have a food company called Power Pancake. It's $10,000. You can set up a little mom-and-pop store. Then you have the community working there and talking to each other. And you're making the food better. When you ride a bike, you're disconnected from oil, and that's it.
Phil, thank you so much for your call. I think that the need to build community is absolutely at the core of any of our solutions. When I say get organized, what that means is connecting with your neighbors and people around you and understanding that you are not alone. And the billionaires profit greatly by isolating us, making us afraid, making us feel like we're all on our own.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
But we're not on our own, and that's why I invite you to give me a call, 202-808-9925, here on the Tom Hartman program. I'm Alex Lawson, looking forward to talking with you.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA+ rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with the county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. THOM, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Protect your home equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, THOM. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. And we're back, folks. The home stretch. I'm going to try my hardest to get through as many calls as possible. Let's go, Charles, on XM in Florida. Charles, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay, great. Well, I think you're doing a good job. I missed time, but you're hanging. You're doing good. I've listened to you over the years. My thing is this. They wanted to warn Charlie Kirk, but I remember when Obama was president that every night on Fox News they were begging people to stop worrying about political correctness. It had no place in our society anymore or whatever they were preaching. And now they want you to bow down to their hero. But the reason I called in today was because, you know, I'm more than upset. I'm more than offended by what's happened to Jimmy Kimmel. And I just think part of it, hey, I mean, are we looking at what's really going on? It's a monopoly. We have too much of a monopoly of corporations that want to own everything and basically they're willing to sacrifice, our freedoms. Because if you think about it, like democracy, but if you think about it like this, who is standing up to Trump? Who is standing up to this authoritarianism? And there's no one. I mean, there's no corporation that's doing that. But they're also enjoying great tax rates. So I think, if we want to vote, we ought to have Democrats that's willing to put it on the line and say, no, we're going to pull back these tax rates from these major corporations. And we also want to break them up. We need more competition. People need better pricing. People need a better chance to to have a voice in their government, and we're drowned out by Citizens United. We're drowned out by millions of dollars. You know, and I think, you know, the reason why we're at this level as well is because we have too many Democrats that's also interested in getting a payday from these corporations. And, you know, we need to pick our leaders more better.
Charles, thank you so much for the call. I couldn't agree more that the problem is consolidated money power. It is the same issue over and over and over again. The billionaires cannot stop. They don't have the ability to say that's enough. They just keep going until they have everything and there's nothing left for the people. And that is the only remedy for that is for the people to stand up and force the government to act in the people's interests, to break up monopolies, to stop mergers. But what we just saw with the firing of Jimmy Kimmel is corporations are willing to do whatever they're told in order to further the consolidation and their monopoly power. And the ability for them to spend unlimited money in politics is absolutely at the root of that. And so we do need to be clear-eyed in seeing exactly what's happening. And I tried to tell a coherent story today that showed that in all aspects of our lives, we're faced with the same story over and over and over again. And if you read Western history, you'll see it going back thousands of years. It's the same thing. Are we going to create a society, a country, a world that operates for the benefit of the few or of the many? I've only got 1 minute left. Gary, on the Tom Hartman app, we've only got a minute. So real quickly, Gary, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I think that what we should do, this is about Charlie Kirk. So I think we should give Charlie's death a little honor, and that we should honor his wish to release in the entirety the Epstein files. I think we should say, this is what Charlie wanted. Let's honor his death by releasing the entirety of the Epstein files.
Gary, thank you so much. It only takes one Republican vote, one vote right now. One Republican votes on the discharge petition, and the Epstein files are released. Let's honor the wishes of the majority of the American people as well. Everybody wants to get this great evil exposed to the sunlight, and all it takes is one more Republican vote. Thank you so much for joining me, Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman. Don't worry, he's coming right back. It's been my great pleasure and honor hosting the Tom Hartman program and speaking with all of you. Talk soon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on.
But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to review a lower court's ruling blocking the president from firing a Federal Reserve Board governor.
The administration says the president's decision to remove Lisa Cook for cause can't be subject to judicial review, that would amount to the court's micromanaging his core constitutional powers. Cook has denied any wrongdoing, calling the allegations of mortgage fraud unsubstantiated. But the administration's petition to the high court says she has refused to explain the apparent misrepresentations on her mortgage applications, and as a result, the president can reasonably determine that she shouldn't serve on the board of the Fed.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump capping his state visit in the UK with a meeting with Britain's prime minister. Both leaders expressing disappointment in Russia's leader for continued strikes in Ukraine. A CDC advisory vaccine panel set to vote on vaccine schedules for children over the next 2 days. It includes COVID-19 vaccine access. This is ABC News.